Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life. Let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison now.
There's an opportunity today for you to leave with some knowledge that you didn't come with. You got to believe that before I even start talking today. Because God has something, I believe, profound for us today. Let me start by saying, for those of you that are members here at Christian Ministries, well, how do you become a member? You come. That's the way you join this church. That's the way you hook up. You start coming to it. Let me tell some of you that are new, possibly here, and you're thinking, okay, well, I'm going to be a part of this. I want to be a part. And you've started coming to CMC over the last few months, maybe over the last year. What I want you to know today is we are not going to be where we are right now a year from now. We're not going to be next week where we are right now. Every year, every day, every week, every month, we are learning from mistakes of the past. We are getting knowledge, and we're growing this year stronger and stronger. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Job 17:9, the righteous, the ones in right standing, keep moving forward. They keep moving forward. And those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. That's our vision this year at Christian Ministries. And we believe in that. How about it, church? Do we believe that? That's what we're doing this year. So if you're new here, I want you to get in, be a part of what's going on here. And I want you to know that if you will do that at the end of this year, you will be better equipped to deal with life as you're growing here in this vision. I'm just telling you, I believe that with all that I am, especially since our church, our leadership, each one of us here, we have watched that happen in our own lives. We're getting stronger and stronger, and we're doing that because we're doing this together. We're here this today, and we're getting stronger. The mandate in Scripture for the Christian is to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And we got to do that. That's what we're doing here. 1 Peter 5:8, my Scripture for today. 1 Peter 5:8. Stay alert. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Title today is Stay Alert. Stay Alert. Stay Alert. We have an enemy, the devil, and what he's saying here in Scripture is watch out for him. Watch out. Watch out. Watch, this the word watch in this sense means close observation, to protect, or to carefully guard. So we are to watch out, we are to stay alert. Alert means to be vigilant and ready. We've got to be observing daily to protect and be ready for the attack. It's not if it's going to come, it might come, it's when it's going to come. And every one of us face attacks in life. We know that it's coming, and what we're doing is we're putting ourselves in a position where when the attack comes, we're not going to be conquered. We're not going to be defeated. We're going to live an overcomer life, and whatever the devil comes, I'm watching out, I'm staying alert, and when this comes and it tries to get me, in the name of Jesus, this is defeated. See, that's the way we're operating here this morning. Amen. Come on, y'all, help Crystal out. She's trying to get everybody pumped up. I wanted to do this morning, but for the sake of some of you overprotective parents, I decided not to. I love safari films. And I love it when the lion comes out and is headed after the little gazelle. But I thought that's probably too graphic for church this morning. But there's something about it when they come out and they're going after them. And have you seen the ones where they come out? And I mean, they're always after the slowest or the weakest. That's what they're always after. Well, what I want you to know in the Christian life, don't be the slowest and weakest. I don't mind going on a bear hunt. I wouldn't mind going to safari in Africa. All I got to do is be faster than somebody in my group. And that's why so far I've not gone. That's right. I'm working on it. But here was the film that I would have shown because I love this. I love it when they come after the herd and one gets singled out and then one of them comes back. Some of them come back and they help. And I've seen a bunch of these where they come back. So elephants will do this. The herd will come in if they're getting one of them. And they'll run off the attacker. And I just love to watch that, that they thought they had this. And then all of a sudden, they're running free and they're hopping. And not the elephants. I resemble the elephant, but the gazelle. Hopping away, happy, and goes back with his mom, and you're like watching it going, oh, they didn't win. Well, here's my prayer today. That's our film. And even though there's going to be an attack, they're not winning. How that happens is everybody needs to be paying attention. They need to stay alert, and they need to watch out. Today, if you got your cell phones, get them out and take a picture of me. I have this shirt pressed and nice and it's clean, and I'm going to suck in my gut right now. You need to post this on Facebook. God has a word for us today. I wish you were here. I think it's real important that daily we are encouraged. Oh, you're doing it. Good. What we're doing is we're letting the world know God has a word for us right now. You might say, I don't have cell phone. Well, you can put something on there later. But it's true that in life, the world's missing out on what God has for so many. But don't you miss it today. God has a word for you today. 1 Corinthians 10:12 will be the second scripture that I want to give today. And I think it's a really important one. If you think you are standing strong, the word says, be careful not to fall. If you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. To do that, hear me today. You can't live a lifestyle of messing up, getting forgiven, messing up, getting forgiven, messing up, getting forgiven, coming to the altar and crying and getting right back up and going to do the same thing again and again. That's not the life of a Christian who's getting stronger and stronger. The same thing over and over. I'm messing up, I'm crying about it again. Yeah. Yesterday, I was helping Keith Henson, and Keith needs a lot of help. And so I was trying to offer some of that, and so I came, and he came, and I was getting on my tractor, and we were loading some bales of hay, and we were putting them on a hay wagon. Have y'all ever seen them? The round bales on a hay wagon, I think that's what they call it, a hay wagon, where they stack them in, they push them forward, and anyway, so I was going to help him, and I ended up just standing there watching him do all the work, because it's one guy on a tractor, and I didn't know what I was doing. So anyway, I'm watching Keith work, and I'm thinking, this is pretty interesting. Well, he's going to get all these up there, and then he's going to take these bales of hay somewhere. And I'm thinking, what's he going to do? Because I've never seen a hay wagon work. And he gets done, and he comes up there. And I said, Keith, how are you going to get them off? Because he'd already told me where he's going. They'd have a tractor. And he said, you just dump them off. Well, how do you do that? You just, like, back up really fast and slam on your brakes. How does this thing work? He said, see that bar right there? He said, take that bar, and you pull it out. And he said, then the thing just flips over, and wherever they're at, they just land right there. And that's interesting. I said, that was really cool to me as he was telling me how it just automatically will flip up. And he goes, but you got to stay alert. Actually, he said, you got to better watch out. And I said, why? He said, that black bar comes, and it'll knock you right in the chin. Now, for all you farmers, you probably know something about this. I don't know anything about it. But my next question was, because I'm thinking, you got to watch out. It's going to knock you in the chin. There's a reason he just said that. So I asked him, that ever happened to you? He goes, yep, once. And I couldn't get that out of my head. I just kept thinking about that. And I have watched countless Christian people repeat the same mistake time and time again, even though they face consequences, their chins got knocked, they just keep facing, but then they go right in there and do it again. Keith said, once is enough for me. Come on, church, once is enough. We've been forgiven. Let's make a change. Let's do something different. Thank God for his mercy and grace. But when you are the prodigal son, you leave home, and when you come back, you're reinstated in the Father's house, and you don't quit acting like you're a prodigal. See, there's a difference. There's a difference. You don't keep acting like you're out here living with the pigs. You're living in the Father's house now. There was a time you walked away from all of that, but now you're here. Now you're here. We act different. We operate different. A lifestyle of messing up and getting forgiven and messing up and getting forgiven and messing up, that is, you got to understand, that's not the life God has called us to. The Christian is to grow stronger and stronger in the ways of God. Most Sunday mornings, really most of them, I am working on gearing my message to and ministering to the needy, the hurting, the lost. That's what I'm doing. But this message today is not for the needy, the hurt, and lost. This message today is for the ones that are just doing pretty good. And I tend to think that most of us that have been involved with this vision for a while, we're doing pretty good. Because here's what the word says very clearly. If you're standing, be careful not to fall. If you're standing, I have come to see, people do not fall from God in a time of crisis. Think this through a little bit. People run to God in a time of crisis. People seek God when things are going horrible. Daily devotions start happening when they've got problems in their life. People find themselves in major need and they're like running to God. When they fall away is when they're standing next to him. Maybe you go, well, duh. Well, that was kind of some big deals to me as I was thinking this through. You can't fall away from something you're not next to. Be careful not to fall away. Well, you're not going to fall away if you're not already standing next to him. Today, this morning, I'm talking to a bunch of people who are standing next to God. You're here. And you really, if you're not next to him and you're not even standing, the fall don't really hurt that bad. You're already away. The fall happens when you're standing up. Do you pray as hard and as fervently when all is going well as you do when things are in a crisis mode? Now just think about this. When you have a kid or a loved one that's going through a crisis, are you petitioning the Lord? Absolutely. But what about when things are going well? Are you petitioning that hard? Do you read marriage books when you have a pretty good marriage? Or do you wait till your marriage is about to fall apart that you're like, I got to dive into this study? Thessalonians 5:3, just some scripture this morning. When people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster falls on them. And as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, there's no escape. Boy, just some scripture. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. You got to watch out. You got to stay alert since you have an enemy that's ready to take you out of the herd and defeat you. You got to be ready to fight. I've been doing ministry now since the 90s. Been traveling to churches and being involved with different ministry outreaches for a long time. A long time I've been involved with this, over 20 years with doing different ministry outreaches. And then in the late 90s, Michelle and I got into doing some different marriage things because we had seen God work through our marriage. And one thing that I was thinking about that I've never heard, because I have had countless people come to counsel with us about marriage difficulties. But one thing I've never heard them say is, Ashley, things are going great right now. My wife and I, we are madly in love. We enjoy being together and we have a great life and we want to meet with you and Michelle and we'd like to know what we could do to keep it this way. Not one time has that ever happened. People call us when they're in crisis mode. Every time. And what I want to do is I want to get in your mind today how you can keep standing, because there is a lion, there is the devil out there that wants to destroy you. That's what his goal is. We run to God when a crisis happens, but we don't do anything when everything seems to be going pretty good. We don't run to get financial wisdom when we got a bunch of money. Come on, church, are you hearing me? You don't. It's when we don't have any that we're running to get it. We don't run to seek prayer and counsel about a relationship when things are going well for us. Watch out and stay alert. Everyone here, that things are going pretty well for this morning. Life's pretty smooth and there's no drama. Come on, that's fun, isn't it? Life's pretty smooth and there's no drama. What I'm telling you today is watch out and stay alert. Watch out and stay alert because there is an attack on the horizon. There's a lion out there just waiting for you to get a little weak, for you to get a little complacent. For everyone here that it's going pretty well, stay alert. Men and women, watch out who you're working with every day. Watch out. I'm just telling you. I know I've been best friends with them my whole life. Well, it's just all innocent. We were just talking. I mean, now you're in church every Sunday. You got a real vision for your life. You're in the Word. Things are happening. And you're starting to enjoy the blessings of God. And this friendship isn't operating where you are. They're not thinking like you're thinking. And where there's no direction, where there's no vision, they're doing whatever they want. And they're making fun of you for being all strict and go ahead and bring your Bible in on me. So you better watch out. You better stay alert. Parents, right now the school principal's not calling you. Right now, your kid's not in jail. Right now, the parole officer of the county's not. Don't wait until there's a problem with your kids and then start paying attention to them. See, I want you to take this message and really apply it. If I just speak in generalities, we're going to miss what I'm talking about. Stay alert. Getting out there right now and spend time while there's not a call from the principal and the school. But I've seen it time again. Well, we're going to have to invest some more time with we're just going to have to do something different. Why don't you do something different right now so you don't get that call? See, stay alert. Be aware while you're standing right now. Corinthians, don't fall. Well, stay standing. It's when you're standing that you're going to fall. This message today is not just for individuals, but for a nation. Watch out. Watch out, America. Stay alert. We're a blessed nation here. We are a blessed nation. What other country can you eat, drive a car, live in an air-conditioned house, watch a big screen TV, talk on your phone and even look at the internet on it, get health care and not even have a job? That's a real attraction. That's a real attraction. A lot of people are wanting to get in here. But in all seriousness, we're a blessed country. It takes a blessed country to even be able to do any of those things. So know this, even though we might not agree with some of the routes, overall, we are a blessed country. Jude 7, don't forget Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't forget what it could turn into. We got to be thinking all the time. We as a nation need to watch out. There's a great enemy that wants to steal your joy, your peace. He wants to steal your marriage. He wants to steal your kids, your finances. He wants to steal your prayer time. He wants to steal your church time. He wants to steal reading the Word time. He wants to steal his time that you're having day and day. He wants to steal your time with God so you'll be spending more time with someone you don't need to be spending time with. He is wanting to steal from you. Devil, today, just know, here at Christian Ministries, you're not stealing nothing from me. Why? Because we're alert. We're staying alert. We're watching out. It's going to be different for us. There is an enemy that wants to steal from you. You start having a little frustration. BJ talked about this Wednesday night. You got kids throwing up on your other kid. I mean, I listened to the message. It's good. And if you didn't listen to Wednesday night, you better learn about some frustration. You better learn about some frustration. Knowing what's going on, you start realizing that, oh, wait a minute, this is just an attack on my joy. All this isn't an attack on my peace. This attack that's coming in right now, trying to get me, I got the church, they're all coming over, they're getting ready to help. There's an attack on me right now, but they're not stealing from me. They're not stealing from me. Why? Because I'm alert. I'm not saying there's never an attack comes. The lion's there. He's waiting, but I'm alert. And I know how I'm going to respond. And he's not going to knock me down. Cartoons. I just was a real fan of cartoons. We got any cartoon people out there? Good, a few of you. The rest of you, just hold on. I'll be back to the messenger in a second. In cartoons, you start seeing someone getting mad. You start seeing someone getting mad. What happens? Their face starts what? Turning red. It starts getting... Why do they do that? Have you ever thought about that? Why does that happen? their face starts filling up with just red, red. Sometimes it's like a thermometer. You know the reason they do that is because that's exactly the way it is. Every one of us, when we start, crisis is coming. And we're, oh, what are we going to do? And we start, that red starts kind of, I can feel it start happening in my neck and my neck start, and I got, and you start breathing harder and that blood's flowing and your heart's going, that cry. Oh, I am alert and I'm not getting ready to say something that's going to ruin my testimony. That red's coming up and it's, if I'm not careful, something's going to come out of my mouth that's not going to be from God. And I'm going to be alert and aware that this is the devil trying to take me. He's trying to get me. And he's not, you're not going to steal from me. Devil, you're not going to do it. I've worked hard on my testimony. And when that red starts coming up, I'm breathing harder. And I start letting that breath produce the name of Jesus. And I watch that red start to go back down. See, I'm not going to turn into that cartoon that loses everything. The devil's not stealing my testimony. How about you? We got to get a different. Right now, your marriage is good. So here's what being alert means. Now's the time to sign up for a marriage retreat. There's one this fall. But I watch people not go to a marriage retreat until they're almost divorced. Right now's the time to sign up. Now's the time to start reading a book on marriage. Now's the time to start dating and going somewhere with just you and your spouse. Now's the time. Your finances are good. Finances are good. Now's the time to make some investments in the future. Now's the time to start thinking about what you're doing financially and how you can take some of that and bless the kingdom. Who can I go bless this weekend? My finances are pretty, well, I've got to work every second of every day and you don't have any time to bless anybody. You in the, oh God, help me. He's helped you. You're financially in a good place. What are you doing to make sure that it's not going to get stole from you? Your health is good right now. Now's the time to be watching your calories and your sugar. Your life is good right now. Now's the time to increase your prayer time. Your life is good right now. Now's the time to increase your Bible study time. Now's the time to increase your commitment to the church. See, things are good right now. The problem is that all of us seem to run to God when the crisis takes place. But what I'm telling you is there will be a crisis anyway. And if you're already with God, he's not going to knock you out of your standing. We're not going to fall. We're not going to fall. And so my word today is for an encouragement to you. I'm telling you, there's a devil trying to steal from you, and you need to watch out and stay alert and be aware because he's seeking your fall. Increase the stability of your stand. While things are good and you're not under attack, that I'm getting stronger and stronger, and when I get wham hit, I didn't fall. I'm not movable. So what? Because I'm strong in the Lord. That's what you're doing in church this morning. You're getting stronger. You get. Am I speaking to anybody today? Come on, I think this is a word that we all need to hear. Now, here in church, I don't ever want to just talk without giving you some 1, 2, 3s. This is very important to me. So today, I want to talk about 5 ways the Bible gives us to watch out and to stay alert. Number one, stay tuned into the Spirit of God. Stay tuned in. Romans, Galatians, several places in Scripture says the just shall live by faith. Let me say this like this because this is really profound for those of you that have any of your thinking that lines up with mine. Faith is not a spare tire. Well, Pastor, what do you mean? It's not something to fall back on because something else isn't working. Faith can't be as, you don't have a flat with your marriage or your finances, pull over to the side of the road and go out of into the trunk and get your Bible out. See, I'm just going to go get my Bible out and I'm going to start praying. I think I better go to church this Sunday because kind of having a flat in this area of life. Church can't be your spare tire. Your pastor, the word, your relationships, they can't be your spare tire and you just get them out when you need a fix. But so many live like that. They don't understand the importance of staying tuned in to the Spirit of God. Your walk with the Lord cannot, come on church, your walk with the Lord can't be a spare tire. I'm just going to get it out when I need it. Otherwise, I'll do whatever I want. Number two, How you stay alert? You stay in church. An old ancient proverb that you won't find in Proverbs in your Bible says, the first banana to leave the bunch is always the first one to get peeled. That made a lot of sense to me. It don't matter how you peel it. But the first banana to leave the bunch is the first one to get peeled. I don't want to be the first one leaving anything of God. I want to stay tuned in. Stay tuned in. I want to stay tuned in to the things of God. Michelle and I this year are celebrating 25 years of marriage. Amen. It's just been easy. That was a lie from the gates of hell right there. It's not been easy. It's been very difficult. Is it a lie when you tell the truth right after it? That's why we're celebrating all year. Not just one day this year. We're celebrating all year. Michelle and I, the whole time we've been married, I want you to know, have never talked about whether we should go to church. I wonder if we should go to church today. Do you realize that? Well, that conversation has never came out of our mouth the whole time we've been married. And I think that's one of the reasons we were able to stay married. That never became an option for us. Come on, stay in church. Don't ever let church be an option. I have watched countless times people start missing here, start missing there. Something else comes up that's better, and you can write it down. I can just tell you crisis is coming. That attack's getting ready to get them. Why is church so important? Why is it? Because there is strength in numbers. Go back to the safari example. There is strength in numbers. It keeps your mind right. It's in church that you mature and strengthen yourself in the Lord. Hebrews 10:25, don't neglect the meeting together as some do. 1 Corinthians 12, very detailed. When you come to know the Lord, you're a member of the body. And then it starts talking about the body and uses your body, your physical body, as an illustration comparing your physical body to the body of Christ. And I love this illustration because church, know this. The body is connected at all times. Well, I don't know if I want to go to life group. Come on, get connected. Get connected. Why? Because the physical body, you never see the hand going over here and all of a sudden the foot goes this way. They're always connected. The church is the representation of that in Scripture, comparatively speaking. And know this, the church has to stay connected. It's a weird looking body for the hand to be over here, the foot over here, and the head back there. It don't work. That's not a body. And know this, when you see Jesus as Peter did, and you get a hold of the revelation that he got a hold of, you are Christ, the Son of the living God, then you start seeing the church as a part of you. It's a part of who I am. And the thing that's said right after he says that revelation is very clear. I'm glad you got that, Peter. Jesus, the church will not be defeated. The church will overcome the gates of hell. The church will be what helps you to overcome the crisis or the attack when it comes on you, and you'll be able to stay standing, stay strong. It's very, very detailed. I hear this all the time. I hear this all the time. The gates of hell won't prevail against the church. I understand that. So your church can't be the outdoors. Well, I just go to church every time I'm sitting on my porch. No, you don't. It doesn't say that the outdoors will overcome the gates of hell. So when you start saying the outdoors are your church, well, when I go and I'm just alone, that's when I really have church. The church is the body of Christ here on earth. And that's what overcomes the gates of hell. To be disconnected from the church means you're not living the overcomer life. That's the way it is. And I just know that I've seen this time. Number three, guard your heart. I got to move. Guard your heart. Psalm 119:2, joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. Proverbs 4:4, take my words to heart. Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. The Bible uses the word heart as the core of your being, not your blood pumping organ in here. It's the core of who you are. What you allow to come into your heart will then determine your course. Young people, hear me. Watch what you're putting in your heart. Well, mom and dad said I shouldn't go see this movie. And if you live on what's on your mom and dad's heart the rest of your life, you're never going to make the right decision and you'll be heading the wrong direction. Guard what goes in your heart. Well, your friends are saying your mom's pretty dumb. You better guard what they're saying about your mom and dad. You better guard what... See, people go for counsel all the time, and they don't realize that's what they're going for. They just start talking, and then someone starts giving them advice. Watch where you get your counsel. Around the break room table, or who you're getting it from. Very important to guard what's coming into you. Watch what you're allowing in there. Guard your heart. Number four, hold fast to the word is how I'm going to stay alert, and I'm going to pay attention. See, Proverbs 4:20, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep in your heart, for they bring light to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Church, the word of God, if you will allow it to, it will penetrate deep. It'll penetrate deep. It becomes a substance for you. It becomes a filling up of you. And when I hear someone say, Ashley, I know what the Bible says, but I'm like, oh no. I know what the Bible says, but let me just tell you today, your situation does not trump God's word. So there is no, I know what the Bible says, but you've already headed down a wrong course and you're looking like it. It's not good. Your situation doesn't trump God's word. So many want to believe their situation trumps the word, and it never will, and it's not going to. John 15 says, he is the vine, we're the branches. The branches must remain in him. In verse 7 on in chapter 15 of John, it says, if you'll remain in me, and it says, my words remain in you. Boy, it's important that we know the word. It's important. I loved it. We went out last night with a bunch of guys. I had a guy's night out, and we went and ate. If you ever get a chance to go to Flat Creek Restaurant, now they'll feed you there. And I couldn't eat all of it. And it was some good fixings now. Our waiter come up and he has a scripture on his shirt. And I loved it. Rick was with me and he said, so what's your scripture say? Like that, the guy started quoting it all. And I thought, how cool is that? If you're going to wear scripture on your shirt, you ought to have that in your heart and just not on the outside of it. See, it ought to be in you. Don't wear a scripture shirt and not know what it says. Know what the word says. Know, get the word in your heart, not just around you. Not just around you. Hold fast to the word. Are you hearing me? Don't head towards a crisis because you're not staying in the word. Just so many ways to say this. You know, regardless of what school, what county, what the city votes on, what your state decides to do, or what the Supreme Court legalizes, when it's in direct opposition to the word, you need to hold fast to the word. Well, it's legal. If the Supreme Court votes you have to put Dr. Pepper in your gas tank, it's true that you won't go to jail for putting Dr. Pepper in there because they legalized it. Let's just say that happens. But what you need to know is your car won't work. If you're going to do something that they've legalized and the Bible says it's directly contrary to what it says and what it gives us direction, you need to know your life's not going to work. It's not going to work. You're not going to stand strong. You're going to fall. You got to stay with the word, Joshua 1. Don't deviate from the word of God. It's only then that you'll prosper and succeed in what you do if the word is in you. Regardless of what this world tries to expose you to, you better, come on church, you better stay with the word. Hold fast to the word. Whether your parents, come on kids, whether your parents find out or not, stay with the word. Stay with the word. Well, I don't know, I'm doing this and I hope my parents don't find out. Stay with the word and you'll be all right. Number 5. Never lose sight of eternity. Number 5 and the last one, never lose sight of eternity. John 14:1, Jesus said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything's ready, I'll come and get you so that you'll always be with me where I am. The Bible, church, is full of scripture about eternity. And the Bible's real clear that there's one of two places where eternity will be for you. And I know for years the church taught and preached, and you can look up sermons, Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God. I mean, there's so many different sermons out there. Hellfire, damnation. And there may be some of that that needs to come back. Come on, you're going to spend eternity somewhere. Don't lose sight of that. We are in such an instant generation, and all we can think about is 5 minutes down the road. That instant gratification that's going to bring. But we've lost sight of 5 years down the road. We've lost sight of 10 years. And we got people making decisions for today instead of what's going to be 20 years. And the same thing in the Christian faith. Come on, God has a great plan for your life. And he has a plan for your future. And know this, your future in 3,000 years is significant. Well, I don't even think like that. Well, maybe you ought to. Don't lose sight of eternity. Keep that in mind. See, I don't want to scare you into Jesus, but know this, hell's hot. And it's not going to be any fun. And your friends may need to know that. You need to know Jesus. He's got a plan, not just for today and tomorrow, but forever. He's got a great plan for your life. Today, church, you're not going to fall in a time of crisis. Did you get that? You're going to run to God when there's a crisis. I've watched it and I've experienced it myself. You won't fall in a time of crisis. You'll run to the church. Falls happen when you're standing and things are going pretty well. Nobody just whoop and the feet get knocked out from under them and they said, I knew that was going to happen. Nobody ever does that. That's why as people, we got to stay alert. If you're walking on ice and slick shoes, you are ignorant. Really? Well, I didn't know it was going to ice. Well, keep a spare at your office or keep some in your truck or keep something so you can walk on that or don't go out until some salt's been put down. Stay alert. Know what's happening. There are some things you shouldn't do. Stay alert. But we're not thinking far enough ahead. You won't fall in a crisis. Today, I'm talking to our church and I'm talking to people today that life's pretty good. Life's pretty good. Did you get the message today?
We hope that you've been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. For more messages or information about Christian Ministries Church, go to www.cmchurch.net.